Last weekend, if you remember, if you're here, Deacon Mark made a comment about different things that he had faith in. And one thing that kind of caught me off guard a little bit was he said, I have faith, and I won't name this team, but that team up north would end their losing streak against my beloved Buckeyes. Of course, he didn't say beloved Buckeyes, but of course, even something as silly as Ohio State-Michigan rivalry brings division, but thankfully it's something that we can laugh about and have fun with, and we can be at peace. But we know in our world today that there is certainly a lot of division, politically, opposing sides yelling and screaming at one another, demonizing one another, just completely disregarding the other side, other points of view. And all of us, I'm sure, are sick of it. We get tired of these divisions, and we would just like people to be able to to listen to one another, and we would like people to be at peace, because a lot of times we don't like conflict. But then in the gospel today, it kind of goes against a lot of kind of a popular idea of Jesus at times is that, well, Jesus is just a nice guy, and he's a hippie, he's all about us can't we all just get along? And Jesus is the Prince of Peace, but today he reminds us that peace is something that is deeper, because he said, do not think I came to bring peace to the earth, but rather division. And I don't know about you, but this is a gospel that kind of makes me uncomfortable because I don't like conflict. I want to be liked. I want to have others' approval. But instead, Jesus says we are called to this deeper peace, and our faith in him and his teachings, if we truly follow him as a disciple and trust in him and his church and all that he calls us to, we will experience this division. Of course, we live in a world that's broken, that's confused, and is hurting in so many ways. And people, in their own way, are seeking what is really good, but so often people find themselves stumbling upon the wrong way, a way that does not lead to this peace. Whether it's issues surrounding marriage, the family, sexuality, the dignity of life, the dignity of the poor, the dignity of the immigrant, whatever the cases might be. There are a lot of teachings that Jesus calls us to through his church that can challenge people greatly. And people can say, oh, the church doesn't care, the church doesn't understand, or Jesus and the church, they're intolerant. Jesus would just want us to be nice and let everybody do their own things and kind of pat us on the back. But instead, no, Jesus again calls us to this deeper peace. A peace of knowing that God the Father's plan for us is a plan of love and life and flourishing for our true good, so that we would flourish here, but also be able to be in communion with him, a deeper communion in him, and peace with him for now and for all of eternity. And when we seek to live that ourselves, it can be challenging as we look into our own hearts and our own lives. And then perhaps those among us in our families or our friends or relatives or others that are close to us, we might realize that we might have to say something to others at times. While we are called to be loving, compassionate, and patient with others, sometimes we need to pray for the grace of the Holy Spirit to inspire us to be able to help, to be able to speak up in the face of when people are falling short, to be able to help them to see that there is a better way, that God has a beautiful plan for their lives and our lives to help us to truly flourish with this deeper peace as we follow him and follow his teachings. Perhaps first, it's good for each of us to look into our own hearts, first of all, to see those ways that God is challenging us in our lives, those ways that perhaps all of us fall short in different ways, where we need to let the good news of his teaching, of all his callings for us, to really sink in. And we are called, just as we hear from the letter to the Hebrews, to let go of every burden of sin, that burden and sin that is on our hearts, to allow God to heal us, to strengthen us, to forgive us, and then we persevere in running the race that lies ahead of us, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. When we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, knowing that he loves us, he's given everything for us, that he will never leave us or abandon us, that he will be with us those times that we face division or we feel alone, or especially in those times of suffering, and we can find a deeper peace knowing that he is with us. And every time, of course, that we gather here to celebrate the Eucharist, Jesus offers us this peace, this deeper peace, a peace of a communion with him, a peace of trusting in him and his plan for our lives, a peace of knowing that he is with us and he gives himself to us completely so that we can be in a deeper communion with him, experience his true peace, and then invite others to experience his true peace as well.